ride. Get your fat tires on unless you wanna die. And you're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. You're never too old to not do what you're told. 25 below, it's just too cold.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
Well, it's Christmas time, and I believe I'll find a bike under the tree just waiting for me. Woo-hoo-hoo! But my wife will know how much they cost, and my friends will think that I have lost my mind. He's such a tool, and if in car commercials you can get a new car wrapped in a bow, then it ain't too far out of reach. But it's so out of reach.
Hey!
A Y2 Gap or GFC, 29-inch wheels and modern geometry. Wouldn't that be sweet? Because all I want for Christmas is a mountain bike. Wouldn't that be tight? Let me take you for a ride on this fantasy. Because I believe it's the secret to a world in perfect harmony. Yeah, all I want for Christmas is a mountain bike. Maybe a specialized old Santa realize I've been good this year, and I take it in the rear for a new bike. Baby, please won't you get me one? On a credit card, just buy me a bike. Baby, 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 baby. Just buy me one already, and we can make sexy time. Ooh, 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 baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh,
this Christmas, you know what I want.
Wait.
Well?
How is this song about me again?
Oh, what?
Did you just write me a song to ask me for a mountain bike for Christmas?
What? No.
What do you think this is? One of those bullshit Lexus commercials?
Oh, but... Oh, babe.
Oh, man. We were so close.
Caught us by surprise a little bit, didn't it?
It did. It wasn't, I don't know, I guess we didn't even listen to the whole thing.
No, it passed through the filter. We were in kind of a hurry last night doing a little show prep, and it passed through the filter based on like 30 seconds of listening at the beginning. We're like, oh yeah, this will be cool. Good bike riding Christmas song to start the Bike Rides Christmas show. And then as we listened to the rest of it, with you riders and listeners, I found it fantastic. It really took a couple of turns there I wasn't expecting, but this is the Christmas show, Hank, and not going to be your typical Christmas music or your, the traditionals. That might be a little bit of that, you know, mixed in here. I have a couple that are like straight up Christmas songs. Now, I'm not saying they're happy Christmas songs necessarily, but
yeah, it's a little darker. But
the bulk of the show, I don't know about you, what you brought, Hank, but it seems like it'll probably be made up of songs that just mention Christmas, or you know, it's enough just to hear it once. You know, that's okay in a song. Then it's a Christmas song.
Yeah, I got a couple like that and a couple that are actually Christmas songs, but they're twisted, I guess you would call it.
So. Okay.
Loudon Wainwright is twisted.
Uh-oh. I forgot about that one. we did a pre-screen last night of that too. And yep. Save so, yeah, that could be if so, the first song, if the opening song wasn't the best song of the show, that one will be, I think.
And we'll apologize for it right now.
Yeah, well, it's your pick, so send your hate mail to
my wife,
Hank@gmail.com. Yeah. All right. Okay, Hank, let's talk a little music here. We might get a set going. I don't know if we can think of a bike riding story about Christmas. We have so many. I can't just recall one right off, you know, that we maybe haven't told or something. We'll see what comes up.
Okay.
Let's play some music to see what we can inspire with that. Now, in this first set, Hank, you mentioned Loudon Wainwright be coming up.
Yep, he's in there.
We've got Kevin Morby in this set as well. And I'll also be dropping some Amy Mann. But why don't you start it off?
Yeah, I've been holding this song for quite a while. I think I found it last year, right after Christmas. And it's called Christmas in a Chinese Restaurant, and it's by Diamond Rugs.
Chinese food on Christmas Day. You kicked me out cause I told the kids that Santa's sleigh did not exist. I was drunk and you got pissed. But anyways, have a very merry Christmas. Is it worth it now to walk on back? I've walked on by a dozen times and that's no lie. My lips are chapped, my nose is red, my tears are ice. But anyways, Feliz Navidad and all that.
Feel my toes, but it feels more like I'm burning. was thinking I could clean it for Christmas. And then, baby, I'm through. Four more weeks that could make any difference, except maybe to you. But I've tried to use that trick like a carrot on a stick. So I was thinking I could clean it for Christmas, then baby I'm through. I was thinking I could clean for Christmas, and then baby I'm done. One last fucker trying to get in the business of the prodigal son. Where I know to be worried
her alarm. What's wrong with a handgun when everybody has one? Which is why we all need to be armed. That's right, I'm armed and dangerous this Christmas. It's an oxymoron, I know how it sounds, but you won't pry my fingers from it, my precious Second Amendment guarantees a clip that holds 100 rounds. Santa's packing heat this Christmas. In your school, your church, and your department store, the evidence is hazy. Background checks can't kill a crazy. We need firepower that can win a war. And so I'll be wasting you this Christmas. And the NRA, they lobby, so it's so. I love our great nation. The real world is my PlayStation. I'll blow you away beneath the mistletoe. I'll be killing you this Christmas.
Really not funny at all, but that's where we're at right now.
If you ever hear that thunder, put your eye the sky, boy, and wonder, maybe there's a kingdom above the weather. Oh, and whether you're gonna get on in is up to him. If you ever hear that crying in the distance like some siren, maybe there's a singer with no ring around their little finger, no love. And if I lose my voice, if I have no choice but to go quiet, won't you sing for me a melody into the night air? And if I die too young, or if the wolf he comes, fee fi fo fum. And if I die too young, or if the locust come, well then run, 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 free. You do, but you don't got. Say a prayer, think of mother, I am a rock. that sound now? If the door gets kicked in, here they come now. Think of others, be their cover. I am what they're not. Pray for Paris, they cannot scare us or stop the music. You got a sweet voice, child, why don't you use it? And if I die too young, or if the gunmen come, I'm full of love. So release me, every piece of me, up above. Sister, can't stand the coppers up in their choppers, all flying overhead 49 day. Singing, oh my Lord, come carry me home. Oh my Lord, come carry me home. I'm singing, oh my God, oh my Lord, oh my God, oh my Lord, oh my God, oh my Lord, oh my Lord. And if I die too young for something I ain't done, carry my name every day. Oh, I'm sorry, Freddie Gray. Sleep easy, like baby Jesus in a manger. Oh, sleep easy, like little Jesus, beautiful stranger. Oh, beautiful stranger.
About the happiest Christmas show I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Beautiful,
beautiful
strangers.
Yeah. It actually was. I mean, the whole, that set of music, Hank. I don't know. Do we owe the writers and listeners any more than that? Should we just call it a show at the halfway point?
Yeah, we could. There,
Kevin Morby with Beautiful Strangers. Hank with the nuclear bomb of the show, Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah, I'll be killing you this Christmas. That's for all the people that, you know, pose for their Christmas picture with guns. That's for you.
Yep, there you go. Amy Mann before that. I was thinking I could clean up for Christmas. And I don't think she's talking about, you know, getting a new outfit and washing her hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Made me think. And, you know, I think I'm going to clean up next Christmas.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to clean up last Christmas. I don't know how that's possible. And then Diamond Rugs, you said. And now the lead singer on that, we think, or we know?
Don't know. I believe it's the singer from Deer Tick there. Yeah, Diamond Rugs.
Yeah, and what a beautiful song. The lyrics, all of these had just the amazing lyrics. Christmas in a Chinese restaurant. The title, that's a winner. I don't know. It's hard to beat. I'll be killing you for Christmas this Christmas. But it was definitely right up there.
Yes, we are correct on that. That is Deer Tick lead singer John McCauley.
Okay.
So
Hank,
we'll have to
pulls
check
out a save right on the spot right
check
there.
Check out some more Diamond Rugs.
Interesting, yeah. Yep. And you were saying Kevin Morby had some new stuff out, too, that we should be looking into.
Yeah. Yep. Look forward to that.
I love the fact that, you know, there was just these vague references in some of those, like the Morby song, you know, at the end to the Christmas. It's fun to kind of mix them in with other songs that are quite obviously Christmas. So let's see. Well, where are we, Hank? Let me look at the time. All right. I'll tell you, if you don't mind, could I indulge just a second on a story?
Well, I suppose.
All right. I know you've heard this probably to ad nauseum about our childhood fort when we were teenagers, you know.
Yeah, I've heard quite a few stories.
But those are those formative years. Those are the Stand By Me years, you know, that movie or whatever, where this sticks in your head forever. This was a very significant part of our lives, living near a woods with my best friends in the neighborhood. And when we got to be teenagers, we always built forts, but we got sophisticated by the time we were teenagers, and we hammered together a pretty damn good, it's about the size of a small garage fort. We even made it split level. We had a couch in there. We had a car battery in there that ran a light, and we had a wood-burning stove that one of the Eagle Scouts dads made, you know.
Nice. That's awesome.
It was quite luxury. We had, you know, a lock on it, but it still got broke into a lot, and people, but, you know, there was actually two forts. Few people know this, and they both burned down, right? But one was an accident, and the other was arson.
Oh, okay.
And the first one that was an accident was it was on Christmas. It happened Christmas night. And we were all at home with our families, right? Except for one kid that used to come down to the neighborhood on his three-wheeler. He'd come from the northwest down the Cedar River on the ice on his three-wheeler to our neighborhood. And he would hang out at the fort and that, too, but he's Jehovah's Witness, so he was just down on Christmas because that ain't no holiday for them, you know. So, and he went in and he stoked up the fire pit or the wood-burning stove a lot. And we had just made an adjustment where we moved it off. We took off, like, we had rocks under it, but they were all uneven or something holding the stove. So we decided we found, like, some metal plate and put it there instead in place. And it got so hot that metal actually started the floor of the fort on fire while he was out riding his three-wheeler, and he come back and the place is inferno.
Then it's gone.
Yeah, it just went up like big, you know. You can imagine a garage fire, you know. So, and I was at church with my family, and we come home from church and we pull down Second Street, and I can see the fire trucks in the field by the woods, and I'm going, oh no. The fort, and that night the fort burned to the ground, and we were lost after that the rest of the winter.
Yeah, no place to go.
So that summer.
And
yeah, go ahead.
Enhance the Christmas night bonfire.
Well, that's actually the second fire. And I told you the second fire was arson. So we built a new fort that next summer because we, you know, we're ambitious and we even got more sophisticated. We made it, you know, even cooler. The Hormel security. We were on Hormel property in the Hormel woods down by the corporate office.
Yeah, they own all that. The mountain bike trail. It's correct. All Hormel.
Yep. So they got wind of the fort. And they ended up coming down one day with, get this, a big can of gasoline, Hank. And they're coming down to burn our fort down, right? And we're just chastising the hell out of them. We're calling them everything we in the book. And, you know, and then they take the gas, Hank, and they dump it all over inside and outside. Right? A gallon of gas. What's going to happen?
Yeah,
they blew it up.
The fumes are deadly.
Yeah. They blew it up and almost blew themselves up in the process. I'm not even kidding. I bet you they singed all their hairs. and we were way back laughing our arses off, Hank, because they had just blown themselves up and blew the roof right off of the fort. And then it burned quickly to the ground.
It's not arson if the government does it, though, Dan. Hormel.
Then they left, Hank, and we kept that fire going until spring. Every night we went down and fed it and kept that. And that, we didn't have anywhere else to go. The fort was gone. And so we kept going back to the same spot, and we fed that fire. And thus, we every Christmas, for many, many years since then, we'd gather down in the woods, and we'd celebrate the fort. So that's the fort story. I think I told it before, but it's been many years, so here it is. Hank, thanks for the indulgence. And
yeah, we'll move on with some music. I don't think we picked too much of this set. I got one inspired by my son, Landon. He turned me on to this band called Mount Joy. The song is called Astrovan.
All right, and after that, Hank, I'll play. I'm gonna play Dolly Parton, and I want to send this song out to my sister, and she's gonna get it as soon as she hears the title. This song's called "Hard Candy Christmas," and she'll know why. But you said first we got Astro Van.
Yep, Mount Joy.
Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van rolling down the strip again. He's stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. I say, ooh. And in my heart there's a Holy Ghost writhing on the floor from an overdose. You know the best one never come down. So if I love at the tip of my toes, reaching out for the great unknown, every addict has illusions. Life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. And it's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. He say, ooh, it's true. Yeah. know I've made it when my doobie smoking Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven. And maybe there is no heaven. And maybe we're all alone together now. And I don't want to see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van.
Yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some virgin of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
It's all red and gold and black and gold and tinsel on the tree. It's all twinkle lights and snowy nights, and the kids still believe. And I know that they say, have a happy holiday. And every year I sincerely try. Oh, but Christmas, it always makes me cry. It's the ones we miss, no one to kiss under the mist. Another year gone by, just one more that I couldn't make it home. And I know that they say, have a happy holiday. And every year I swear I sincerely try. Oh, but Christmas, it always makes me broken heart still has broken parts, just wrapped in pretty paper. And it's always sad seeing mom and dad get in a little grayer. And they always say, have a happy holiday. And every year I sincerely tried. Oh, but Christmas, it always makes me cry.
Well, I picked up your old bathroom chair, the one that looks like it was painted by Van Gogh, the one in pink all covered in talcum powder. But that's not the seat that I've been thinking of, because all I can think about is that old brown sofa. Tell me about your week, and I'll tell you about mine. And you wanna go Christmas shopping in Watford? You wanna arrange to meet up with the folks? I'll put the kettle on. The boys are okay and the girls doing fine. Well, you wanna go Christmas shopping in Watford again this year? Well, your ashes are not yet in the ground, though it's been 4 months since she passed. I felt a little anxious yesterday. Oh man, I hope that it don't last. But all I can think about is that old brown sofa. Tell me about your week and I'll tell you about mine. And you wanna go Christmas shopping in Watford? You wanna arrange to meet up with the folks? I'll put the kettle on, the boys are okay and the girls doing fine. You wanna go Christmas shopping in Watford again this year? This year, I could just get you to take that nutrition drink. If I could just take a little of your morphine. If I could just get you home, you could make it up the stairs till the Christmas lights come on over the green. Because all I can think about is that old brown sofa. Tell me about your week and I'll tell you about mine. And you wanna go Christmas shopping in Watford? You wanna arrange to meet up with the folks? I put the kettle on, the boys are okay and the girls are doing fine. You wanna go Christmas shopping in Watford again this year? One more year, one more month, one more day, one more hour.
Oh, I hope the writers and listeners appreciated our wonderful Christmas show this year.
Yeah, we're running out of time there. Old Brown Sofa, Gray J. Wall, and Los Chicos Muertos.
Had Casey Musgraves before that with Christmas Makes Me Cry.
Noah Kahan, Stick Season.
And we threw Dolly Parton in there with Hard Candy Christmas.
And my starter there for the set, recommended by my son Landon, Mount Joy with Astro Van.
Fun stuff, vague Christmas references mostly, but some direct ones in the show today. And riders and listeners, yeah, we appreciate you coming along. You're listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio show. We're available at dancebikerides.com to listen to the past episodes if you want to. Or you can go to the KMSU app and listen that way to the past episodes. We're also available on Facebook, here we are every Friday. So, coming to the end of the ride, Hank, some really good Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was really, really good music.
A lot of fun, and we kind of, you know, eased up on the riders and listeners with the last set.
So yeah.
Yep. After abusing them earlier.
I'll tell you what, we're going to make it up to them, too, in the end here, because this is a traditional song. You've heard of, the traditional song for Christmas, Mary Had a Baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep. And this version, though, is localized, and I think we've referenced Billy Steiner in the last three shows now, just coincidentally.
He deserves it.
But this is going to be Billy Steiner, Dave Pengra, and Ron Arsenal with Mary Had a Baby. And Hank, thanks a lot. And
yeah, thanks, Dan. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Riders and listeners, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Now Mary had a baby. train has gone. People keep coming, but the train has gone.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Man, kiddo. And Mary's baby.
How soon we forget.